Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So, Maitland, is it fair to say that you have been busy doing things, not any one thing that you hated, maybe one or two that you didn't love, but not bad, but you've had a lot of responsibilities this summer, particularly on weekends, but not just weekends, that are for other people that maybe you would have, in hindsight, said no to some of them. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely wish that I had weekends where I could just wake up in my own bed on a Saturday morning at whatever time I wanted and not have a single obligation for the day.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had said to us at one point, it's probably several weeks ago, it might have been early August, actually, you said, the first weekend I have coming up, I don't have anything to do is, it was like 5 weeks away, and it was the only weekend in your calendar where you didn't have a plan. Have we passed that date?
No, it's October 4th.
Wow.
You still, oh my gosh, you haven't made any plans?
No.
Okay. That's remarkable. This is the benefit to having a very small group of friends and being moderately antisocial.
Yes, I have like a lot of different friends from a lot of different parts of life, and I'm also at a time in my life, like your mid to late 20s, where
people get married.
Everybody's getting married. They're starting their own families. So you're like the past three summers have been weddings. Nonstop. And now that we're moving out of weddings, now it's baby showers nonstop. And I'm like, oh, great, cool. I love you and I love your kids. Let's go.
Right. And it's one weekend for them, but it happens to everybody. Everybody has this. And so is it fair to say that at times you felt overwhelmed this summer?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Like lately, I am so close to fully burning out.
Okay. Well, this is for you and anyone else who has felt overwhelmed, which is probably most people at some point or another. Tell me if this makes sense. This was not my idea. It says, if you're feeling overwhelmed, this is not a task that this is not something that will help you stay on task and get more done, but it is possible to help you have less to do. Instead of making a to-do list, we all need to make a to-don't list. To-don't lists are all the non-essential things that suck up our time, that in hindsight you go, I didn't really want to do this or need to do this.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, okay. Yeah, I did that a couple of days ago with mowing the lawn. I put it on my to-don't list because it was something I thought, I should do this, I should do this. And I went, I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's growing slower right now. I'll do it another day this week.
And then your brain can stop nagging you.
Yeah.
Yeah. To-don't lists are for all the non-essential things, like we said. For example, don't list. Number one, don't overcommit to social engagements just because they sound fun in the moment or it's a good person and you want to show them you're a friend. Two, you don't have to offer favors for everyone just because they expressed a need for some help.
Yeah.
Well,
are you getting a sense of why I thought of you?
Yes, I feel attacked by those first two.
I don't mean it that way.
No, not saying you. I'm saying the list is attacking me. You're not.
Okay, good. This next one is it's not specific to Maitland, but it's something I think everybody learned. Don't schedule meetings before 11 a.m. at your job, or don't skip lunch just to keep working. Mm. These are all good examples.
Yeah, that one, the don't schedule meetings before 11 a.m., that's a little different for us because I don't want anything scheduled for after 11 a.m.
Right. Yeah. ours over with.
Ours has become don't schedule a meeting after 11:30.
We have a real tight window for meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciate that because there was nothing worse than when I first started in radio and had to adjust that, like, that 9 to 5 is now 4 to noon. And then people would put a 2 o'clock meeting on the calendar, And then I got real sassy real early on. And I was like, okay, well, you get to put a 2 o'clock meeting on the calendar. I'm putting a 4:30 a.m. on your calendar.
I've been doing the same thing.
And then they're like, what is that? And I'm like, your 2 p.m. is my 9 p.m., bro. Like, chill out. Like, don't do that to me.
And I understand why other people would forget.
For sure.
Because, you know, we all live in our own world. So the idea is about getting rid of all the stuff that eats up your time. And you might enjoy it once you're there, but it fills you with dread and makes you tired for the things you have to do. Their suggestion is do it once, then check on it to remind yourself of all the stuff you don't want to do. And if there's anything else you don't want to do, add it on there. I think that's a good one. At some point, I decided it's okay for me to say no to social things and have it be just because I don't want to do it. And that's hard to accept when you're younger, because you spend so much time when you're younger going, God, I have to find something to do on Friday. Mm-hmm. When if you didn't, it really bummed you out.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point you cross that threshold and then you're like, well, I really like my house.
It still kind of bums me out a little bit, though, when I get to Sunday afternoon and I realize I didn't do anything this weekend.
Yes. Well,
yeah, that's true. Like, I need to go somewhere, even if it's just like out to lunch with the family or something.
Yeah. I still have that mental block of, no, you got to do something.
You got to go party, Steve?
Not party, but at least work on something that I've been meaning to work on.
Oh, okay. So you need, like, progress.
I wake up usually Saturday and Sunday morning super motivated, and it drives me nuts because normally Monday through Friday, I wake up and it's like, get out of bed, take a shower, go to work, start working. My day gets started pretty quickly. Saturday and Sunday are so much more opposite, where it's just we kind of ease into the day. We get up and then the kids get up and then we make them breakfast and then we kind of sit around, and I'm sitting there the whole time just like tapping my fingers like, all right, let's go. Are we gonna do? What can I do? And I'm constantly looking around the house like, oh, I can go over and straighten this up or pick this up. And I'm just so used to it.
And what if you said, Steve, if you like made a point to tell yourself tomorrow morning, I'm going to relax. I'm going to get up and I'm just going to be lazy. I'm going to watch a show I like, or I'm going to, could you do it? Or would be any fun for
you? I could, but it would feel weird.
It'd make you anxious.
Yeah.
And I don't know when it changed, but now if I'm not traveling for work, if we're not on the road and I get to wake up at home, I don't accomplish anything until we eat lunch. It is like, I've apologized to my wife. Hey, sorry. And she's like, I don't care. Like, you're happy, I'm happy. Because she's more like Steve. She's like, okay, well, I've got time to do this.
You know, this has all just happened in the last like year or two of my life. Cause it drives me crazy when people apologize for stuff like what you just said, free beer, but I do it too. I'm like, oops, sorry, I'm so tired today. And instead of saying that, I've been challenged now to say out loud, hey, I'm really tired today. Thank you for understanding. So I don't apologize for it anymore. There's no reason to apologize for wanting to rot in bed all weekend. If you just rot all the time, well, yeah, get up and do something. Your body needs to move.
Yes.
But for weeks there, when I finally got my house back, my house was booked from March to September with Airbnb, and I was either sharing the space or having to find somewhere else to stay, which was really difficult. So then when I got my house back and I was telling my friends, hey, look, I'm going to be a homebody. Sorry, I literally only have my house for another week before I got to go somewhere else. And I stopped saying that. I'm like, hey, I just got my house back, so I'm going to say no to your invite and thank you for understanding like how much I need this space. Or, hey, thanks for inviting me. And I'm not going to say I'm not sorry for turning down your invite. Thank you for inviting me. I can't go. I'm too tired. Thanks
That's
for understanding.
That's a good point.
Because, God, we apologize so much for things that we don't need to say we're sorry for.
Yeah.
This text, Maitland. Since free beer is kind of your boss, debatable, you should add, and it was, they're saying it, since it was my idea for you to do a to don't list, you should make to don't show up for work on Wednesday and then take the day off as me time, and so you can enjoy a day alone at your house.
I won't do that.
I
enjoy coming to work. Like, just with like how busy my personal life always is, I've said before that like work feels like home and home feels like work. Like coming here every day is my like, okay, this is my me time. Nobody's dragging me through life. Nobody's like, because that's how it's felt, is that I just feel like, and it's nobody's fault but my own, that like I'm just dragged through life by everybody else and what everybody else wants, that like when I get here, yes, we all are working towards like a common thing and we all want something done here, but it's just it's very chill.
Yeah.
I like coming to work.
I like chill.
Yeah.
We're all big fans.
When we're on vacation, I'm like, I can't wait to go back to work.
I'm usually that way by the end, but I do really like sleeping in and starting my day at
noon. That's
I've become a big fan of that.
That's the part I like. Oh, that's sunlight waking me up. That's neat.
What would you, everybody has to think of one thing they would put on their to-don't list. Anybody got one?
Well, mine was mowing the lawn this week.
But it's supposed to be something you're going to be mindful of all the time. If you can share it, you might not want to share it.
I don't think I have anything that's an all the time don't do that thing. You know, it's just in the moment I get caught up and feel kind of like Steve, where you feel bad, like I should be doing this right now. And I should work on that. Like I've got an older house and it's like I had all these plans. Like I'm going to do this and this and this and this. And at some point I had to take a step back and go, who am I doing this for? Who, if I have somebody over to my house, who is going to go, you know, you have a nice house, but your basement sucks.
I will.
Like, no one is going to say that.
No, you're right.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares when I have people over and I've done this or that. Only I care.
Yep.
So
over?
At some point, you have to. No, almost never.
I'm like, I have not seen any of your houses.
I have plans every year to have people over to do one thing or another, and then I hardly ever do.
It's bonfire season, Hot Wings.
I know, dude.
Yes.
I think I'm going to do it this year. I'm on it. I got a big pile. Let's
I know,
talk
you
about
always
it.
Have a
last
big pile of trees.
About it. You invited everybody, and then Kelly showed up, and you put a light bulb in the microwave, and that was your half-assed bonfire?
Well,
all right, we don't have enough time for your answer, but I'm assuming my recollection is correct.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.